Barzi means eight characters, and it's otherwise known as the Pillars of Destiny. It is effectively Chinese astrology. And the thing about the Barzi is that the Barzi will give you a really good indication and really advanced information about the nature of who you are and why you're the way you are. Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. And you know what? It's actually been a couple of months since I've started this journey with you, talking about my favourite subject in the entire world, which is your health and Chinese medicine. One is synonymous with the other one. And it's been the really wonderful few weeks. And I just want to thank everyone for joining me on these podcasts as regularly as you are. And I thought it would be a nice opportunity to celebrate our 2-month anniversary. So I sound like my daughter with her boyfriend. Mommy, we've been dating for 6 weeks. I'm like, oh my God, try being married for 20 years. But anyway. Okay, so we've got some really lovely comments here. I've got one from Di, who says that this is an inspiration and easy to incorporate too. Very nice. Porth Levin Interiors have said, I follow Katie on Instagram for 2.5 years and love her Qigong glasses. Thank you, Porth Levin. Always so generous with her advice and knowledge. I'm delighted to see she started a podcast. We all need Katie in our lives. I'm going to quote that to Mr. Brindle when he next moans at me. Right. And then we've got Kashmir Kitchen. This podcast is the perfect antidote for the past. Oh, God, I can't speak today. This podcast is the perfect antidote to a fast-paced, busy life. Practical self-care advice and the tools that can be easily tried at home. If you're interested in empowering yourself to improve your health in an effort to help prevent illness, Own Your Health is a fascinating listen. Highly recommend. Thank you, Kashmir Kitchen. So those were just three of the many, many, many lovely things that people have said. I'm hoping that the team have filtered out all the nasty ones, because when I go on my TikTok feed, there's these lots of people going, what a load of rubbish. And I'm like, oh, that's so depressing. Anyway, so thank you all so much for such positivity. And we'll get on with the episode in hand. So today we are going to talk about the introduction to Barzi. Now, what is that, I hear you ask? Well, Barzi means eight characters, and it's otherwise known as the Pillars of Destiny. And it's one of my favourite aspects of Chinese medicine and Chinese Taoist practice. It is effectively Chinese astrology. And it's so interesting because what I love so much about it is it's the absolute dance of the universe. It's the dance of the heavens above and it's the dance of the earth below. And then what you do is you intermix that with the dance of your own lifetime as it sort of plays through the symphony. And the way I like to think of it is literally like understanding the music of a symphony with you as the solo performer at the front, and that you're singing in tune to the conductor of the symphony orchestra and you're just making the most beautiful music imaginable. And sometimes when you're going through what I call the symphony of life, you reach moments of dissonance and discord. And then what you're hoping for is that when it concludes, it kind of goes, da-da! At the end, and everyone lives happily ever after. And that is really kind of what the meaning of life is all about. And the thing about life and why Barzi is such a useful tool for life is that, as I say to everybody that listens to me, is that in Earth School, which is where we are, because you are alive on Earth and therefore in Earth School, there are two ways to learn. The easy way and the hard way. And if I said to you, which way would you rather learn? The easy way or the hard way? And everybody would go, well, obviously the easy way. And you'd laugh and think that's a really stupid question. But yet, the facts of the matter are that as a society, we tend to be learning the hard way. We're not learning the easy way. Now, why is this? Well, it's largely because we've been brought up to expect the hard solutions because we don't tend to observe with our heightened awareness, the gentle messages which are coming in at us so that we can start to adjust and moderate our behaviour in a soft and gentle way in order to avoid things becoming calamitous later on down the line. And for this, I'd like to use my favourite analogy of all, which is toothbrushing. So we've got dentistry really worked out. So it's a really good living, breathing example that we've all bought into. Okay, so what happens with teeth is exactly what we should be doing with our life, is that we take a small amount of time every day to do a simple thing which solves the problem before it begins. It stops the deeper issues getting a foothold in the body and then becoming difficult problems further down the line. Now, that's not to say that we don't see the hygienist and we don't go to the dentist, but the whole format of our teeth brushing exercise is to nip things in the bud, because we are aware, okay, in advance of what the of a stitch in time saving nine, to use an old fashioned expression, or what we say in Chinese medicine, which is a drop of prevention is a bucket load of cure. And this is the model that we need to be moving to in our healthcare. We need to be developing our awareness of ourselves and of our energy frequency and of the way that we are and how we are, so that we can understand in advance what our life lessons are likely to be, so that we can solve them before they become a major problem. And the thing about the Bazi is that it really understands that a human being is a very, very complex, sophisticated energy frequency. It's a very complex physical structure. We have a physical body. We have emotional sensitivities. And then we have our spiritual health. And we need all three working at the same time. And if one or more of those is off kilter, which it's likely to be, then you're going to feel the problem. You're going to feel symptoms. You're not going to feel well. You're going to feel imbalanced. The harmony won't work. You'll be out of key with the orchestra. You'll be out of time with the conductor, and you won't feel good. And then you're suffering. And then what then happens is you put up with it. We soldier on. Oh, it's nothing. I'll just soldier on. I'll just like, oh, make do. This is the narrative that we've come out of. And the narrative, which I hope, largely thanks to podcasts like this and many others, that we're starting to wake up as a society and go, hang on a minute. Why are we all learning the hard way? That's really stupid. Let's all learn the easy way instead. It's so much nicer and easier and friendlier and kinder and gentler and just altogether so much nicer. So the thing about the Bazi is what it is. It's a bit like playing a game of cards. So now you're singing with a conductor and an orchestra, and you're also playing a game of cards at the same time. So the idea is that when you're born, you take your first breath, and that first breath has got an energy frequency attached to it. It's connected to where the world is at that moment in time, whether it's summer or winter or autumn or spring, whether it's in the middle of the night or the middle of the day. These things will make a difference to what the energy feels like in that first breath. Think about the breath you're breathing in now. If it's a hot summer's day, you're likely to feel that the breath is very warm and very vibrant in its frequency. If it's the middle of the night, in the middle of winter, remember those times when you have to get up at sort of 4 a.m. to get some early flight in the middle of winter, and it's like pitch black outside, like, oh, it's cold and it's contracting. Very different energy. Okay, very different natural frequency going on according to the seasonal nodes that go through the 12-month cycle of the Earth, which is there's 24 seasonal nodes all playing and dancing in this symphony orchestra. And then you look up to the sky, because you have the planets, you have the galaxies, you have the solar systems, you've got space above you. And that's also bringing in different energy frequencies. Now, that frequency is to the power of 10. Because you have five elements, which are related to the solar system around us, which is divided in turn into yin and yang. Yang being kind of dynamic, active, and yin being nourishing and soft. Okay, there's different aspects to the both. So you have these five different energy frequencies divided into yin and yang. So you've basically got the power of 10 carouseling above you to the power of 12 carouseling underneath you. And what that means is that there's this dance in the universe, and this amazing dance actually repeats itself only every 60 years. By the time you've worked through that entire cycle, it's a 60-year process. And amazingly about this energy is it takes 60 years down here to do a full cycle, but up here in the hour position, it moves every 2 hours. So when you hear that expression that nothing's ever going to stay the same, it is indeed true. Because during the course of a lifespan, in the olden days, you would be lucky to get to a 60-year lifespan. Nowadays, you are more likely to get to it. I normally say the average lifespan, if you look after yourself, is going to be about 100 years these days. So you're likely to go through 1 2/3 convolutions of this entire frequency. But at that stage, your body's in a different state. So you're going to feel something at 65 very differently to what you felt like at 5 years old, because you also have nurturing and you have your own growth patterns within it. So you have this incredibly sophisticated matrix of frequencies which make you who you are. And the thing about the Bazi is that the Bazi will give you a really good indication and really advanced information about the nature of who you are and why you're the way you are. And then ultimately, why the Earth School lessons that seem to come and become the story of my life, which is this always happens to me, I'm always doing this, this always happens. Oh, you always do that. You always behave like that. That's always just the way you are. And all of these things, which ultimately, if they are negative in nature, let's say you get angry or frustrated or worried, these are negative energy frequencies, which are attached to the very energy frequency that's set in stone from the minute you took your first breath. When you came into this world and you took your first breath, there was a set of your starter hand of cards that were given to you, which then in turn relate to what's going on in the world around you in a yearly cycle, which is when they bring in the new animal in Chinese New Year, and also in a 10-year cycle. So you have these amazing, so that's like losing a card every time you play and picking up a card that changes the energy in your hand. And by understanding the Bazi, it gives you an opportunity to be really, really aware. And so ultimately, it gives you the toolkit you need in order to learn easily rather than in a hard way. So it allows you to navigate life with awareness and intelligence and above all, discernment. Whilst the Bazi readings themselves are, when I do them as a 2-hour consultation because they take 2 hours to go through and the time goes like that. You will never imagine that 2 hours could be so interesting because it's such a deep dive into yourself. But because so many people wouldn't be in a position to spend 2 hours with me, we've come up with a way to make it slightly easier so that you can start understanding the basic aspects of yourself before you have to go all the way into a complete one-to-one consultation for 2 hours. So if you go to my website, katiebrindle.com, there is a Bazi planner. And all you have to do is put in your date of birth, preferably with your time. But if you don't have the time, don't worry too much about it. Not everyone does. Okay. And you can find out 2 really important things, which will already give you huge amounts of information to enable you to start learning the easy way, to start navigating your life the easy way, to start becoming aware that perhaps certain personality traits and ways that you deal with situations, if they're not positive, can actually be the beginnings of low-level signs and symptoms getting caught in your body and ultimately getting a foothold and then becoming a problem further down the line. So it's a really easy navigational tool. Now, the 2 things that you need to understand when you're doing really simple Bazi, which is the introductory for free kind of thing, is there's 2 things you need to know. 1, the Daymaster. Now, the Daymaster is very much the first place where we start, which is very much about your soul. It's very much saying how you are, how you tend to be on a day-to-day basis, your kind of modus operandus, so to speak. So it's just your nature. And it tends to be the way that the soul wishes to experience this Earth School experience because there's lessons that you need to learn. Now, every single Daymaster will give you effectively positives and negatives, because that's how the universal energies are created. You have positive, you have negative. So what we have are the lower frequencies, which could be, say, worry or grief or fear or pain or anger. But each one of those in turn has higher frequencies, which will also be your kind of higher self signatures, which would be kindness, benevolence, love, connection, knowledge, wisdom, and gratitude. And these are the high frequencies which will attach themselves into your frequency, which is the ones that you need to be cultivating the most. They are the ones that will give you your kind of exit card, your get out of jail card from this giant Monopoly game that we're all playing along with the cards and the symphony orchestra. So if you just go to the Bazi Planner, you will have a look at your Daymaster, and then you can simply go to the free fact sheet, which I have on my website, which will tell you a whole host of information about that Daymaster, which will immediately give you really fantastic, useful intel in terms of navigating your life the easy way. And then the second aspect of the Bazi, which I really urge you to look at, is your year animal. Okay, so I, for example, am a rat, but there are 12 zodiac animals in Chinese astrology. And if you're ever familiar with the Chinese New Year, and they'll suddenly go, oh, it's year of the rat. Oh, it's year of the dragon. Oh, it's year of the rabbit. You go, oh, great. Okay, I don't know what that means. Well, actually, it's really useful because when you're born in that year, that's going to also give you a whole set of characteristics as well. So these characteristics tend to give you your kind of earthly support to this spiritual journey that you're on. And it will tend to give you your kind of magic powers that you're blessed with, because all of these zodiac animals have characteristics and they're all really useful. There's many, many different ones. Often they will give you patience, or they will give you navigational skills, or they will give you access to divinity. They will give you territory. They will give you boundaries. They will give you gifts. And these gifts are things that you can use it's almost like a kind of crystal maze kind of exercise, or if you're doing gaming where you get sort of money and coins, or you get given some superpower. They're superpowers that help you navigate Erskine. They help you matriculate. Because really what we're looking to do here is navigate Erskine as smoothly as we possibly can. We want to navigate in our higher selves. We want to navigate the trials and tribulations before they become so serious that they're so extraordinarily painful. Or when things do become very painful and they are overwhelming, we also have the toolkit to understand the answer to the question, why me, why this, and why now? And that's really what the Barzi does. So that's a little introduction into what the Barzi does. Now, we recorded this actually a week ago because it brewed out of a question that we were just chatting whilst we were going between episodes. It then morphed into me doing an on-the-spot Barzi reading of everyone in the team who produces this podcast. So if you're interested in that, we're going to put those episodes up after this so you can start to understand a little bit more about the amazing team of individuals who are behind the cameras whilst I'm in front of it. So it's a really, really useful technique. If anyone has any questions, do please put it in the comments below if you're on TikTok or Instagram or YouTube, and I'm more than happy to answer. In the meantime, do please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, and do please follow on Spotify. Share this with your friends, share this with your loved ones, and above all, give me the positive feedback and any questions. I'll be more than happy to answer. So if you're one of the millions of women out there who are suffering with menopausal symptoms such as hot flushes or night sweats or brain fog, and you're either resistant to HRT or you don't want to take HRT or you can't take HRT, then this is a supplement which I'm really proud to talk to you about, which is called MenoFriend by Dr. Vegan. In this study, an impressive 89% of women experienced significant relief after using MenoFriend. This award-winning natural formula combines clinically tested phytoestrogen botanicals and minerals to provide relief from menopause symptoms. There are 40,000 women who are taking this amazing product, so it really has been tested and it really, really works. Now, as well as that, it also comes in a very nice home compostable biodegradable packaging. What's also exciting about this product is that if you use Brindle25 at the till point, you will receive 25% off your first order.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.